Let's talk about trains. They used to be the way to get around, and the state of Maryland was a major crossroad for many of the railways that crossed the nation for over 100 years. For most of the 19th and 20th centuries, many communities relied on the smaller railways that connected them together, as well as to the big cities that were the hub of business and industry. In Baltimore and Hartford counties, two historic railroads have stood the test of time and found new life. All aboard Majestic Maryland. Today, railroads are far less numerous than they were 100 years ago. For passenger travel, most people think of Amtrak or their local mass transit if they're lucky enough to live in a city with some kind of metro. And most people don't see the lines that are used by the modern rail system, such as CSX, which for the most part is used simply for hauling cargo across the country. We usually travel by car or airplane in the United States, at least. The state of Maryland used to play host to many types of railway, everything from coal, cargo, as well as the local lines and trolley cars. The city of Baltimore in the 19th century was a major hub for commerce, just like it is in modern times, and the B&O was the big cheese for the railways. And from its various roundhouses, a spiderweb of rails of all sizes linked Charm City to smaller towns throughout the state, and further to other parts of the country. In modern times, many of these former railroads have either been returned to nature or paved over for the automobiles that would replace them. Some are repurposed by commercial rail companies. Some trails have been given a new lease on life through various rail-to-trail programs in the late 20th century. The Maupaw Trail in Harford County travels two small sections in Bel Air and Forest Hill. These 3-mile and 2-mile segments give people space to unwind and bike or walk. The Bel Air section of the trail even goes into downtown, turning your hiking adventure into a bit of a shopping spree, if you wish. The 20-mile stretch of the Torrey C. Brown Trail goes from Ashland, Maryland, until it reaches the Pennsylvania border, south of New Freedom. And then it continues another 20 miles until it ends in downtown York. This trail is popular with runners, bikers, and even equestrians, that's people on horses, as well as providing many spots for fishing or swimming in the Gunpowder River. Before these trails were part of the state park system, the railroads that used to travel them were quite impressive. The Maupaw Railroad was built over many years to compete with other local lines like the NCR. Its overall goal was to link Baltimore and Philadelphia, but the rail tycoon in charge just wasn't enough of a rail tycoon and settled to connect it with the rails of another tycoon in Peach Bottom, Pennsylvania, and the Maupaw was born. It proved to be a good idea. The Maupaw lasted from 1901 until the 1970s, bringing with it all kinds of agricultural products from farmlands around Harford County that would find their ways into the homes of citizens of Baltimore and York and other places around. And it had a really good nickname, too, the Milky Way, because it carried the daily milk to residents of Harford County as well. It also carried other things, such as building materials from quarries in Pennsylvania, as well as passengers traveling for both business or leisure. However, in the 1950s, its contract with the United States government to deliver mail ended. This proved to be detrimental to the rail line, who was already struggling and beginning to lose money. As well as the building of Route 1 through Bel Air and the flourishing of automobiles, it caused the old Milky Way to sour. There was a point when it became a popular railroad for train enthusiasts and the like to take luxury excursions on and experience the train and the natural wonder of the countryside that it went through. But that too didn't last. However, in the 1980s and 90s, historical societies decided to restore portions of the old line in parts of Pennsylvania and Maryland, with Muddy Creek, Pennsylvania hosting a small section of rail and a replica train, and the little patch of calm in Harford County we call the Maupaw. So with that out of the way, the NCR predates the Maupaw by 30 years, and its history is slightly less humble. First fully incorporated in 1857 after the merger of several companies with lines in the area, it was a vital lifeline between the Port of Baltimore and northern parts of the country. And its location would make it a point of interest to the Confederate Army when the Civil War broke out. The NCR was being used by Union Army to move troops and supplies to the armies fighting in the battlegrounds on the south. It was targeted by Confederate saboteurs several times throughout the war, including a famous attack launched by one Major Harry W. Gilmore. The Major was on a tour of destruction, starting at Westminster, heading to Baltimore, and eventually attempting to flee the state into Virginia. While in central Maryland, he decided to target the NCR, destroying a bridge over the gunpowder and as many telegraph lines as he and his troops could get away with. This caused quite a stir, and the Union Army chased him as he retreated, capturing him in southern Maryland before he could cross the border. And luckily for the company in charge of the NCR, they had a pretty good tycoon in charge, and he got things back together while wearing a very dapper top hat, because it was the Industrial Revolution, after all. And if you like presidential history, the NCR also played host twice in the presidency of Abraham Lincoln. It was part of his journey to Gettysburg on November 18th of 1863, where he would speak so well and passionately, they decided to name it after the town he addressed. The Gettysburg Address, of course. And the second time would be a somber occasion. The NCR was also the railroad that his funeral train traveled, carrying his mortal remains to his final resting place back in his home state of Illinois. The first half of the 20th century, trains and railroads were at their peak. Many companies were turning profit and growing until the Great Depression hit. The NCR did quite well, but many others suffered. Technology was improving, but it was difficult for companies to maintain and stay up to date without making cuts. And this meant many smaller rail lines and many workers were either decommissioned, moved to more profitable lines, or simply terminated from the companies. The Depression saw railroad tycoons tightening their potato sacks, and unfortunately, it was rural communities and workers who suffered the most from it. And newspaper headlines about railroad accidents, especially fatal ones, did not help their image. This includes a story about a train on the NCR that derailed into the Gunpowder River, killing several passengers outside of Whitehall, Maryland, in the 1930s due to unsafe driving conditions. And then, in the summer of 1972, the NCR would face its end in the flooding caused by Hurricane Agnes. This storm brought record-breaking levels of flooding to the Chesapeake Bay area, affecting towns close to the bay from Ellicott City to Havre de Grace. And even towns miles inland, like Frederick, would receive record-breaking levels of flooding. The damage to the bridges and support was not worth fixing for the company who owned the NCR at the time, and they decided to let it sit abandoned into the 1980s. This is when Maryland's Secretary of the DNR, Torrey C. Brown, stepped up and decided to add it to a bill that would create more recreational space for citizens. The project turned the abandoned trail into a 20-mile path that would be named after him in 2007. It's easy to forget how important trains have been to this country. They allowed the quality of life to improve for many people, whether they were in the city or county. Railroads became part of their communities, whether as places of employment or recreation. Along the NCR are a few buildings still standing in Moncton that are almost a snapshot of this. The most prominent being the Moncton Inn building, which before its life as a residence and cafe was a grand hotel for the well-to-do to Baltimore to escape from the hustle and bustle of the city and enjoy regular air and not smog. The Mott Pot Trail gave many rural families from Bel Air a chance to see the big city and experience the wonders of a bustling metropolis and smog. It was the Industrial Revolution, after all. Cities were smoggy. The local railroad was not just vital to the growth of this country, but the growth of its people. And next time you're walking on the Mott Pot, perhaps into downtown Bel Air, imagine back to a time when you may have been on the same path, sitting in coach. Just don't imagine the smog. Until next time, this is Majestic Maryland.